Good morning. We're learning Simon Vav. We mentioned at the end the opinion of the Rashba. That the Rashba allows the child, an adult, to directly feed or tell the child to do an Isidur Rabbanan. So the Bir Halacha, then the Simon Shin Mem Gimel, brings this opinion. He points out the Shulchan Aruch, the Paschim, is not like that. That even by Yisud Rabbanan, it's usher to do that. He brings that Kivager was asked, people have this issue where they lived in a city where there was no Erev, but the streets were only Carmelists, only Rabbanan. So the Shaila was, can you give the child a Chumash and a Siddur to carry to Shul? Thereby having the child do an Isidur Rabbanan, and you're telling the child to do it directly, so that's Tzvia B'Yadayim on an Isidur Rabbanan. So the question which was asked to Kreger, is that permitted? So he points out, no, because the whole Hetar here is only if it's a Tzarech of the child, not if it's a Tzarech of the adult, and here the adult is doing it for the adult's own purpose. But he does say, if the child wants a daven and he needs a sitter in shul, then you could give the sitter to the child to carry to shul, that the child should have a sitter to daven from, because that's called the tzarcha of the child. The same thing with the chumash. So it seems to me that Rikiv Eger is allowing one to rely on the opinion of the Rashba. And however, the Mishnah Berurah later on in Siman Shin Samach Beis does not bring this opinion of the Kula. So it's not clear. Over here, the Bir Halacha seems to be saying that we're allowed to rely on the opinion of the Rashba, but even not in the case of a Tzarech Gadol. The child needs a sitter. Maybe there's some other way you could bring it before Shabbos, before Yom Tov. There's some other solution of how to do it. And still, the Mishnah Berurah is makel on it. But later on, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be more machmer. So, not clear what the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is. Now, that's well known that the Chiddush HaRim and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav accepted the opinion of the Rashba Lekula, that a person can rely on the sheet of the Rashba and the Ran, that for Yisrael Rabbanan, one can be suffered to be a dayim. Excuse me. Two more points over here. We have to talk about the issue of Shabbos. The Chayyot, we have a little left. The Chayyot, unless we do, we'll leave that. As Hashem, we'll come back to that. So the Chayyot and the Gemara brings three psukim where we know there's an issue of Sviya B'Yadayim Minaraisa, that there's a responsibility on the adults not to be give the child food or issur directly to do, or to direct the child to do so. What's interesting is the Gemara does not bring a fourth source. Rashi and Chumash brings in the Mechilta, regards to Shabbos, that there is osasa komalacha tovincha. There's an iser on the chiyav on the adults not to make sure that the child is not machal Shabbos, which would seem to be this same idea that we have with the other three. So, why is there a if we learn out from here the Kultur Kula? Why do we need a special pasuk by Shabbos? Number one, why does Gemara not bring this pasuk? Number two, do we pass like this mechilta against the Gemara? In general, if we have sorim outside of the Gemara, a collection of braises like the mechilta, which is connected to the Gemara, we're going to pass like the Gemara. So the Sefer Imri Bina points out that there's a reason why we need this pasuk and the mechilta. We cannot learn from the other three, because by Shabbos, it's not enough that the Yisr is doing a malacha. This is not only the action, it requires that there's malachas machshavas, that the person has intent, has awareness of what they're doing, etc. There has to be a level of kavana involved when a person does a malacha to be over the siddaraisa of chilul Shabbos. So since a child is lacking in that level of awareness, so based on the other sukkim, we would not know there's an isser to be safi b'yadayim to facilitate a child doing an aveira on Shabbos, because it's not melechas machshavas. So that's why we need a special pasuk to argue to tell us that even so, there's an Isser Deraisa to have a child do Malacha on Shabbos. So again, the Gemara does not mention this idea. This is the explanation of why the Mechilta could agree with the three other Psukim. But the Gemara does not mention this fourth Pasuk. So the question is, maybe this fourth Pasuk is only in Asmachta Ba'alma. So is that Svara correct, that the actions of the child, due to the fact that they're lacking Kavona, would not be considered Chilul Shabbos in regards to this or Sfiya B'Yadayim? We'll talk about that more, Bezat Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.